For my ally is the Force. And the powerful ally it is, life creates it, makes it grow. Its energy surrounds us and binds us. Luminous beings are we, not this crude matter. You must feel the Force around you. Here, between you, me, the tree, the rock, everywhere.
I am a Jedi, like my father before me.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
Bad feeling about this.
Welcome to Sepisode. Welcome to Sepisode. Oh no, Will. It's happening early.
You know, when you start off one like that, it's always a good one. You know that, right? It's good luck.
Welcome to episode 443 of Blue Harvest. I'm your host, Halls Burkhardt. What?
And I'm your host, Will Witten.
Oh, buddy, I had to check the number real quick. I'm going to be paranoid about that for a little bit, considering I fucked the number up not that long ago. We're here to talk about a Bad Batch, all right? I got a bad back. You know what? We'll just stop doing that one, though, you know? You know? It's good to know when to, like, throw a bit in the bin. Bit in the bin, you know?
You saw it coming.
As I was saying it, I was like, really just restart the episode. You know, you've been doing this for 442 episodes, okay? You should have it down better than this. We're going to talk about Bad Batch. You know, honestly, buddy, I have been super, well, I wasn't feeling great after treatment on Monday, but I'm doing a little better now.
Oh, good.
But I've been a little bit out of the Star Wars news game. I don't even really know if there's anything else. So we'll look into that, too.
Okay.
Anyway, that's what we'll do. We'll talk about that and fuck around. You know how we do. You know where there's absolutely no fucking around, Will?
Where's that?
Blueharvest.rocks or myweirdfoot.com. We haven't visited the site in a second on the show, have we? Maybe we even did it last. Oh, look at this. Look at this. It's beautiful. Sean Hoffman. Look at you, buddy.
My goodness.
Downloading stuff on Discord and knocking out amazing looking podcast websites for those goofy looking podcasts. Now I ain't got to be like, go to my link tree. Huh? Go to my link tree to get my OnlyFans, which you can also go to myweirdfoot.com. There is no OnlyFans.
It's not OnlyFans.
But that gives you access to Blue Harvest and Hot Potion. That's efficient right there, you know?
It is.
And it slaps it really when is. You click on it. So that's what it do.
Oh, that's cool.
That's cool, right?
That's so cool.
What we're going to do is tell you about what you can find on blueharvest.rocks or myweirdfoot.com. You can find links to all our social media stuff, Twitter. I ain't never calling that X. Never, ever. Ever, never, ever will. That's Twitter. Twitter, Instagram.
I want the algorithm to murder us.
Wait, did you say I want the algorithm to murder us?
Or I don't I was almost going to insert some opinions about the man.
Elon Musk? Ahead. That dude, fuck that dude, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm really going out on a limb there.
that was the gist of the sentiment, but I didn't want to bring you no smoke.
Oh, I don't give a fuck. You don't
want to him to buy our podcast and call it X the podcast.
Well, what's the price tag? Because I'll take that idiot's money and retire, Will. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You and the lady retire. We sell we'll start Blue Harvest. A new
podcast called Blue Harvest Continues.
We'll call it Bluer Harvest. Oh, my God. Get out of my head. Get out of my head. That was awesome, buddy.
I like
it. Twitter, Twitch, Instagram on Twitch. I've been streaming. Speaking of streaming, we started up a fun little venture this last week. Me and Steve kicked off the official High Potion Free Company in Final Fantasy XIV. It's our guild. And we got folks joining and playing. We took Sal Perales through his a couple of dungeons the other night, and it was goddamn delightful. So
it was very nice.
If you play Final Fantasy XIV and you want to play with us or be part of our free company, just let us know. We'll get you hooked up with an invite, let you know what server we're on and stuff. So, besides that, you can find a link to our Patreon. Latest thing on there is my reaction to this episode of Bad Batch and all kinds of other stuff. Steele and I have been knocking out the Star Wars year by podcast. Those are a good time. And all kinds of other shows. Patreon.com/Blue Harvest Podcast. Thank you to our patrons.
Absolutely.
You know what we're going to do for the patrons? Something we ain't done in a little bit. Those Blue
Much
Harvest
deserved.
Those Blue Harvest Patreons have the fuck that dog in them.
What the dog doing?
What the dog doing?
How's your week been, buddy?
I've had some sick kids, so
man,
the week has been tough. But they didn't get sick till after extracurriculars, so we did all those.
Okay.
So at least they got out and about before they got taken down.
Buddy, I'm here to tell you, my man, somehow I feel like Liam has the shining a little bit. And let me tell you why. Because I remember when Liam started getting into specifically Godzilla and Ghostbusters, there wasn't a lot going on with those two things, right?
Sure wasn't.
You know what I mean? Like, I was like, that's so, how did he stumble upon Ghostbusters, right? With how young he was. And now it's all over the place. I'm seeing things about ghost trap popcorn buckets and Godzilla popcorn buckets. There better be a popcorn bucket for the, wait, there is. There's a Jabba the Hutt popcorn bucket. I just remembered this. I don't think this
Oh, I forgot to tell you. So last night he woke up sick. He woke up vomiting and,
my dude. Poor buddy.
You know, I took care of the dude. We got him some drink and got him some medicine. And we laid on the couch. And I put in Star Wars A New Hope. So we watched A New Hope for the first time, just me and him last night.
Dude.
And I answered all his questions and we would talk. And I made him close his eyes for two parts that I remember. And that was when Darth Vader snaps the guy's neck on the Rebel Cruiser. And when Obi-Wan Kenobi cuts off Ponda Bobo's arm.
Okay. So
those are the only two places I made him close his eyes.
But. So first off, I'm not going to lie, buddy. I started getting a little choked up when you told me that story. That is the fucking... Did he enjoy himself?
Oh, yeah. He loved it.
Good.
He loved
Good.
It.
Hell yeah.
Wanted to stay up for the whole movie till the end.
Well, tell him sometime soon. The next time we have a chance, I want to talk to him about Star Wars.
I will.
I said, we talked about a bunch of Godzilla. Now you're in my, you're on my court, homie.
You're on my territory.
So
he said, why is that guy so fat? I said, he's Jabba the Hutt. He's like a big slug. I said, he gets fatter. He's fatter in Return of the Jedi.
You should tell him that's what I look like. So he thinks when I, be like,
he
you
knows
know,
what you look like.
He's like, you know, that guy right there, that kind of looks like Halls. Put a beard on him, you know?
No way.
That's Luna, little Salacious Crumb. I don't want to, you know what? I'm not going to assign any of my animals being Salacious Crumb. I don't really like him. there
all
is
the, all the questions were really pure. You know what I mean? Like, what happened to his dad? Darth Vader murdered his dad. You know? Is that Obi-Wan Kenobi? You know, like all the just so delightful. I guess all his watching him see it for the first time and the questions he has,
buddy. You gotta now. I know, because like you have taken like a really, I think, responsible approach as like a big Star Wars fan to introducing him to it. You've never forced him on it. You've been like, let's watch.
I've tried to watch it a couple times. Yeah, and I tried to start with The Phantom Menace, thinking that it was more for kids and would be more up his alley. Now that I've shown him A New Hope, I can, but I feel like I gotta go from A New Hope to Return of the Jedi before I start.
No, Empire.
The prequel. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, yeah. I gotta do.
Oh, Empire, I see what you mean. Go.
Before I can now, go back to the beginning.
And so then at the end of Return of the Jedi, what you say to him is, now, wouldn't it be cool to see Anakin become Darth Vader and learn about his dad, you know, learn all about Luke's dad? That's how you bring in the prequels. Boom. Yeah,
that's true.
Man, that's so fucking awesome. Hell yeah.
I just thought it was a good time.
Did he have a favorite part by any means?
You know, he was sick, and so he was kind of drained.
Yeah,
you know what
he
I mean?
Wasn't
he was super excited, but like by the end he was just super tired because the movie didn't go off till like 12:30.
Yeah.
So he's just tired at the end. I know he liked all the blaster fire. Like there was a lot, every time that there was like exchanges of blaster fire, he was like, "Whoa!" and I know he loved the Death Star trench run. You know, I know he loved that part too.
Yeah, spaceships. So was this the? Did you guys watch it on Disney Plus?
Yes.
Okay. Was this the first time you've watched A New Hope on Disney Plus?
Yeah, it was the first time he's seen any Star Wars movie.
I mean, the first time you've watched A New Hope on Disney Plus.
Maybe. It might be, yeah.
So was that the first time you saw that McClunky shit? You know what I'm talking about? McClunky.
When Greedo says McClunky and collapses on the damn table?
Uh-huh.
That's the first time I've seen that, yeah.
Oh, my God. One of my favorite things about George Lucas is he just, like, it feels like he added that on his way out the door and was like, hey, whenever they're ready to release these in like 4K or whatever the next thing is, make sure it's this version. Because I remember when it hit Disney Plus, like the next day on Twitter, people are like, what the fuck is McClunky? And then Pablo Hidalgo tweeted about it and he was like, oh, I guess they released that version of the movie or the most recent version of A New Hope or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's so funny to me, man. He was like,
the McClunky cut.
He was like, you know what? I got $4.5 billion in my pocket right now. I'm about to build a museum, buy all the white tennis shoes that I find. Every pair of white tennis shoes, I'm buying them. And
somebody coming home with me. Tonight.
I'm going to fuck with Greedo just a little bit more. Talk about kissing me on my turkey neck.
Y'all got something to say about Greedo and who he shot and when he shot? Guess what? I got to say about that. McClunky. McClunky is what I have to say.
George Lucas got that dog in him.
The dude, it was in one of the scenes in Attack of the Clones, right? When they're like falling through traffic. Doesn't one of the...
I don't think so.
One of the drivers. No. Oh,
are we about... Because we have the internet at our disposal, right? How good is the internet, Will?
Oh, it's so good.
Is it? How good is it?
It's tasty and delicious.
Oh God, it's so good.
Okay, let me see. Attack of the Clones chase scene. Yeah, how many chase scenes are there? Oh, there's that real bad chase scene at the end when they're chasing Count Dooku and he looks like he's going 4 miles an hour. You know what I'm talking about? On his little, and then Padme hits the ground and she stands up and runs in place for 4 seconds before she starts moving like a Looney Tunes character.
Yeah.
Oof. Okay, hold on. We're not watching the full 4 minute scene, you know? It's after they jump in the cab.
I thought it was When I thought it was one of the drivers responding to their antics.
Okay, so yeah, after they're in the like speeder together.
Yeah.
Oh boy. I mean, this part is kind of sick with him falling out of the air and Anakin catching him in the speeder and shit. That is,
oh yeah,
it's pretty ballin'.
What took us so long?
Oh, you know, Master, I couldn't find a speeder.
Now this part.
There he is, with the open cockpit and the right speed capabilities. You spent as much time practicing your saber techniques as you went to with rival Master Yoda as a swordsman.
I thought I already did.
Only in your mind, my better young apprentice.
Sound design sick. It sounds cool.
Those speeders don't sound like any other speeders. Mm-hmm.
She's so cocky. She said, let me take my face covering off in the cockpit.
Well, you've lost it.
I'm deeply sorry, Master. That was some shortcut, Anakin. He went completely the other way.
Oh,
once
Lord.
Again, you proved, if you'll excuse
oh,
me.
Oh, Lord.
It's a big bomb.
Uh-huh. All I know is the flow of traffic on Coruscant is goddamn crazy. How does that even work out that that's how he catches it? Sick move on the cockpit, though. Slick, and that is slick. Oh man, I guess you guys didn't know this was going to be the Attack of the Clones commentary episode. Come on, somebody better say uh-oh, I need to shut the fuck up. Wait a second. The shit with them all get like the aliens yelling at them and shit.
I was about to say, I guess I missed all that.
What the fuck? Did somebody edit
maybe
that?
Maybe it's when they leave the room. Maybe it's right after he leaves the glass.
When is it that those people yell at him?
Assassin.
Well, you know what?
Where he's, was holding, the... he's holding on to the
wait a second.
Assassin droid.
Where the fuck is the stay away from power couplings? That never happened either. Somebody it's did a oh. Weird cut. Oh, somebody. Oh, Zigzag Ziggy, you motherfucker. You motherfucker! I'm not finding a different version. We'll, you know what? We'll
you know
reconvene
what?
This.
We can search for where McClunky is in Star Wars because it's somewhere else. That's
you
not the
what?
First place.
You know what? Why didn't we just go to our fucking friends at Wikipedia? Huh? This would have... I'm an idiot, Will. I set myself up with disaster with fucking Zigzag Ziggy. You motherfucker, Zigzag Ziggy. Let me get my hands on you.
Put your trust in people.
And what? I can't even spell Wikipedia. What the fuck? Wikipedia. I had a coffee today, and I don't normally drink coffee, and but it shouldn't have me.
Cha-cha-cha.
Shouldn't have me. I think it's... Buddy, I'm here to tell you that the Funky Town tonight is going to be an extra special Funky Town because I don't know how, but somebody, I guess, found like a gummy fairy. And there was something dangerous dropped off at my house. Woo!
Like Pokemon's grade gummies.
Military grade gummies. Okay. How do you spell McClunky? Josh Chapman.
McClunky.
All right.
McClunky.
Mac, M-A-C, what was after that?
I think it's K-L-U-N-K-C-K-Y.
U-N.
McClunky.
C-K-Y. McClunky. No results. Jesus.
No results.
Okay, so we're going to look up Star Wars McClunky. I'm just spell it real. McClunky. Yeah. Okay. Oh, my Lord. Well, why don't you guys do a deep dive on McClunky 4 years after the fact?
Halt! I was gonna say, Oh, you should tune in to Blue Harvest, episode 443, where they have the McClunky episode.
Yeah, McClunky, know your meme. Okay, so it doesn't appear that...
I'm feeling like I'm going to be wrong, I guess.
Did they do McClunky? Because it just pulled up Greedo, okay?
Right.
So what is... Come on, Wikipedia. Do you guys need me to write an entry
Don't
for it?
Don't let McClunky. Me down.
Yeah, Don't it just pulls up Greedo. You know what? Well, we will investigate this off screen.
This is becoming boring. We'll look into McClunky later.
We'll look into it later, and we'll report next week like it's a fucking episode of Serial.
Because I know one of the folks in the street goes, "What the?" And then I thought another one went, "McClunky." I could be wrong.
It's been a second since I've watched Attack of the Clones.
You damn right.
So.
And we didn't even get to see the power coupling. Someone really didn't like that scene.
Yeah. Zigzag Ziggy said, let me tell you something. He said he was watching that scene trying to edit it.
He said, do you like Attack of the Clones?
Yeah. Oh, hey, man. You know what? I think that chase scene in Attack of the Clones is pretty good. Oh, really? You really think that? Yeah. I even like the power couplings thing.
Let me tell you something.
That's Zigzag Ziggy right there.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a new episode of The Bad Batch, apparently. It was pretty good.
It was, I don't want to say weak, because it was strong in the character development of Asajj Ventress and kind of like filling in and seeing what Omega can do. But it was kind of slow. It was kind of slow for me.
You know what? I honestly didn't really mind the pacing of it. You know, there.
When on episodes where you have to deal with information like that.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
I totally get it. I don't disagree with that choice either.
And like. Ultimately, I do think it's cool to have Asajj back. She's such a cool fucking character. And like, it was always weird that in the last season of Clone Wars, she shows up. And then she's just not in any of the other Clone Wars stuff after that, like in season 6 or 7. And obviously, they did the book and she died in that. Now, and maybe I'm wrong. And I'm fully capable of admitting if I am. You know, I'll just turn it into a meme. But I kind of feel like when the first trailer for this season came out and she was in there, like in the post they did on StarWars.com, it kind of seemed like they were like, well, don't worry. We considered the book and we have an explanation for it. Now I'm paraphrasing, right? And I don't know. Like, I know we will find it out eventually and all that stuff, but it does just kind of seem like all of a sudden she was in a spooky cave. You know what I mean?
Like, she's going to have some sort of name change, and then a quote, Asajj Ventress will be dead. And then,
she died before this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In the book, she died before this timeline?
It happened sort of towards the end of Clone Wars. Quinlan Voss is in it. She dies. Apparently, from what I remember, I had to look it up. Wikipedia really had my back on this one. She died because Count Dooku hit her with that force lightning. With his old ass man shaky hands. You know what I mean?
That's an interesting way to kill her. There's so much left to be done that they used her for eventually, obviously.
Am I wrong? I'm just second-guessing myself everywhere here.
Welcome to this episode of Blue Harvest, where we second-guess our Star Wars knowledge throughout the entire episode.
I'm just all out of whack. Okay. See, now listen, I need this kind of attention to detail for McClunky Wikipedia,
right?
Okay? Damn, they got it. It is. Betrayal and loss. See, we're still in Clone Wars, bro.
Yeah, we are.
Whew. Sometimes I'll sit down in bed while I'm falling asleep and I'll be like, oh, I want to read the Wikipedia entry for fucking Ulic Queldroma or whatever from the Tales of the Jedi comics.
And when I
I'll get about halfway through, and I'll be like, this is a lot of information.
I used to do the exact same thing when I worked at LaDama, and it was like, kind of, I was on my general manager shifts when it was the last hour or two and things were winding down. You just kind of done everything you need to do. You're waiting for the servers to finish counting their money and shit.
Right.
I'd be on Wikipedia reading about random folks and what they did. I want to know about Darth Bane.
Oh, yeah, dude. Sometimes you just got to read some shit on Wikipedia so you can go honks you at night. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Ventress confronted Voss about a supposed plan and fall to the dark side, repeating her warning. In that moment, Ventress felt the living force filling her entire being, and Tyrannus blasted force lightning at Voss before he could respond. And Ventress bore the brunt of the assault with her body. Quinlan Voss stopped Tyrannus, who goaded him to kill him, but he refused. So this is pre-episode 3 that she dies, right? Voss reaffirmed his identity as a Jedi and comforted the apparently dying Ventress in his arms. Now, hold up a second. Wikipedia, did you guys go in and add apparently after that Bad Bats trailer? Oh, God, I wish that was apparently dying. whose deed had both shattered Voss's darkness and had returned herself to the light side of the Force. He escaped. Several months later, Voss and Kenobi took Ventress's body back to Dathomir, where she was laid to rest alongside her sisters. Oh, God. Oh, it's more detailed. Voss, followed shortly afterward by Kenobi, began to hear the whispers of the Night Sisters' voices, welcoming their lost sister back home. So they heard Ghost being like, oh, shit, what's up, Asajj?
Right.
In fact, as Voss reached out in the Force to say goodbye to Ventress one last time, he thought he could make out the word sister. Her yellow lightsaber was laid to rest with her. And then, oh, shit, they got it in again, bro. A New Life. This is the Bad Batch episode. After her apparent death at the end of Clone Wars, Ventress continued her travels covertly on a personal starship and with a new yellow lightsaber. They said, we're just rolling right into it, my dude.
They said, we fuck with it.
There's going to be some shit in the middle of these two sections eventually, but we're getting this done. Yeah, but she just kind of showed up in a spooky cave.
I like her point in the episode of the clones should know what it's like to be different than you were during the war.
Well, and it feels like the Bad Batch has learned the lesson multiple times that, like, hey, both sides were getting used by that wrinkly old fuck. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, like, guys, just settle down a little bit. She's all right.
You know what it is? It's that bitch from last season that was sending them on missions.
Oh, and then Sid still got to...
Left them out to burn, like, left them out in the wind.
Cody, he's my number one. I don't like him. Sid's number two. That was brutal. Yeah. That Sid shit was brutal.
They better not ever help Sid again with nothing.
Oh, they will. If Sid shows back up and needs help, you know they're going to help him. They're good dudes. And Crosshair would be like, he'll say something swarmy, and Omega would be like, we have to, you know?
Yeah.
I just don't see how they would bring Sid in. But they might. They probably will. Maybe. What if it's in a post-credit scene? Like, somehow they get away and everything's fine? I don't know how that happens either, but can you just imagine, like, a post-credit scene of them showing up to Sid's bar and she's like, oh, shit. And then the credits. They just walk
That's
in there.
Perfect reaction.
Hello, Sid. But it's, you know, D. Bradley Baker fucking spitting hot fire as every character in the show or whatever. you know, despite being, I wouldn't even say annoyed. I was just like, all right, guys, you brought her back. Like, you kind of got to explain it a little bit. And there's also a lot of with Star Wars not really having a whole lot of an explanation. It's like, I still don't really quite grasp how Darth Maul survived, right? I'm okay right. with it. Like there's cool stuff with Maul after he survives, obviously. But, like, I don't know. He was so angry he survived or whatever. I don't know, man.
That Naboo sewer, not as dirty as most sewers, I guess.
Well, then he shows up and he's got them fancy pants, spider legs at first, and he's all crazy. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I remember.
Now, that being said, I really like Asajj and Ventress in this episode. And I thought, like, her being in the episode was really cool. Like, what they did mm-hmm. with her character and everything. Because you never really
she
got to even...
She whipped them clones' asses.
Boy, did she. I think her new costume is sick. I think the haircut is sick. I think the new lightsabers are sick. And then, like, they did a... Where is this? Hold on. Did I not pull it up? I did. So they had an article that came out, like, on StarWars.com about, you know, Ventress returning. So in this article, they address it again. Ventress is one of our all-time favorite characters. So when Dave brought up the idea of bringing her into the Bad Batch, we were beyond excited. We had several discussions about the book and how her story could continue. How she survived will be revealed in future content. But for this story, we were thrilled to include her and explore her unique connection to and compassion for Omega. Future content. What is the future content?
Maybe they're giving her a show.
I've seen a lot of people sort of getting hyped on that idea. I think that would be sick.
Or maybe she shows up in another season of Ahsoka.
Ooh. Oh. It does kind of allow for that. I wonder how old Asajj is. That's a good question.
Well, you know them Dathomiri Night Sisters don't age the same.
So. That's right. That's an interesting question, Will. They could do that now, I guess. You know they will. If they can, they will.
What's interesting is that Omega doesn't have a Jedi instructor or a Force instructor of any nature. She met Gunji, and he taught her some cool stuff, and now...
Yeah, now, well... You know, it was there were some parts of the episode that I really, really liked. And, like, I talked about it on the Patreon thing I recorded. But when she is doing the first test on Omega and she's, like, standing on the one foot with the thing on her head, it really reminded me of that first training sequence between Rey and Luke in The Last Jedi. Like, there's some sort of similar vibe to it. And, like, that... kind of, I was like, oh, that's kind of fucking cool. I liked all that stuff.
I did too. I like seeing her train / test Omega. Do you think she's lying that her M count is not high, or do you
I think they well established that, because, like, isn't Crosshair like, why did you just lie to her? Right, like he knew kind of immediately that she was lying. It seemed like to me, right? I think she's hiding that. I mean, maybe she just doesn't want to worry Omega. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it might change her state of mind to where it'd make it harder for her to focus on her growth.
Well, even I think Asajj is more concerned with them not catching her, like the Empire not catching her. It seems like that, right? The name of the episode being Harbinger, and when it basically the show ends with her, or the episode ends with her saying, like, oh, God, you guys are not safe here. don't think you're safe here on your sushi planet. They're always eating sushi on that planet. You know something bad's about to happen to that planet and those people. Oh, it's going to be bad.
Hemlock's going to show up in a raid, take as many clones as possible.
Oh, Lord. Not one bit of a hint of Cody yet, which kind of makes me feel like that's who that one dickbag is going to be, you know? Because there is that sort of dangling plot thread from season two where Cody's like, I don't know about all this. Remember? They did that whole sort of Cody episode, and I was like, get out of here, Cody. Fucking lizard killer, man. Killing the vibe. That's what you're doing.
These guys need a carrier, some sort of big carrier class ship. You know, they need a Star Destroyer of their own or a hijacked cruiser.
I have a feeling, I was thinking about it today, right? I have a feeling that we might be in store for a big battle. Because, you know, like, Echo and Rex are just out there nebulously helping the other clones.
Unifying and freeing clones. They're building an army, more or less.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll be, like, a huge army. But I kind of wonder if they're going to do something where a big group of, you know, defector clones show up to help save the day. You know what I mean? Well, like,
I mean, isn't,
and then
am I, what, in a few episodes ago, wasn't there a girl sewing the beginnings of the rebellion?
Yeah. And you know, that's another, so I've seen people talking about, oh, maybe they'll do a Ventress show. I've also seen people talking about, maybe the next show is some sort of show about, like, the clone revolution, right? Like,
is there a clone revolution, or is that an assumption?
It seems to be a bit of an assumption, but it clearly also seems to be, like, building to that in some way, you know?
Yeah, you could, I mean, I would say you could just fold them into the rebellion. You know, you could just tell the story of the beginning of the rebellion. You could make a show about the beginnings of the rebellion.
Yeah.
Have young Leia, man, you know,
they be coming at that beginning of the rebellion from a lot of angles already, right?
I know.
We're kind of seeing that in Andor.
I know.
Right? Not even kinda. We definitely are. When I say kinda, kinda. You know what, buddy? I forgot what I was going to say. I just hit a pothole. Shoo, hard, too.
Some weapons grade gummies.
I put too much thought in all that Wikipedia-ing. Let's listen to a song and do some voicemails and some emails, huh?
Hey, hey, hey.
I don't think I missed too much other Star Wars news, huh?
Kia Deem! Cockhead, the only Jedi master who can crush box Kiyadi. Cockhead, running around slaying bitches with his cockhead. He's a real Saurian stud. He loves to split chicks with his butt. Kiyadi, cockhead, so stroke his cone. Suck on his balls, Kiyadi. Cockhead, what you gonna do when he comes on you right now? He's a Jedi Council stooge, but he'll be pumping spooge tomorrow. Cockhead.
If you want to send in a voicemail or an email, man, is it easy. Our email address, blueharvestpodcast@gmail.com. That's how you do it. That's how it's done.
That's it.
All right, let's see what we got going today, huh? We got a... Is this an email? Siler Saris. This is from Matthew. I'm sorry I'm sending you this, but I think Halls will get a kick out of this or just be more terrified. And it's a YouTube link. And it's praying mantis kills hummingbird and then eats it butt first. I didn't know this could happen. I don't want to, buddy. Hey, peace and love. I ain't watching that. I'm team hummingbird. I ain't team praying mantis. If this was the inverse, if it was like, oh, hummingbird flies up and whips a praying mantis's ass, slow-mo 4K, watch it all day. I want to see an evil-ass cantina alien kill a hummingbird.
Did I ever tell you that there is a subset of alien abduction reports that describe a mantis, a mantis set of beings?
Nope. That's fake. That's fake. That is fake, Will. All right. You know, I love to entertain some of these things, man, but that one's fake. How many?
Oh, I know. I was just trying to
freak you out. Let's say I know. Listen, man, I ain't no two nickel fuck. All right. I know a little, you know, UFO, UAP, alien shenanigans, right? Everybody knows the Grays. Then in the 80s, there was this whole thing, 80s, 90s, about the Nords. They were just tall, buff dudes that were blonde, right? How, in the scheme of different type of aliens in those categories, how high or low are occurrences of a mantis alien? How many reports would you say?
No, I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
Obviously, Gray's number one.
Yeah, that's probably the most reported. And do you know it breaks down based on region too? Like other parts of the world don't have as many sightings of or reports of sightings of Grays and stuff like that.
Instead, they have mantis aliens?
Yeah, they have different. Well, mantis is one of them, but there are other beings that are reported. Sometimes it's light beings, beings like a pure light. Sometimes it's...
There can't be this. Okay, listen.
Furry looking ones, runs with robes.
William, hear your pal out here. I am all about entertaining the idea of extraterrestrial life. I'm not a guy like, oh, it's all fake. They might have even visited. Who am I to say for sure? There's no way there's a cantina... a cantina full of different alien species visiting the Earth, right? You sure about that?
I think the term extraterrestrial and alien may be very confining for what we're talking about.
Oh, so you're thinking like interdimensional beings.
I think beings may be existing and coming through here. They may be from somewhere else or some other time or dimension else, but...
Oof. See, that makes me a little more freaked out than just the Grays. Grays is kind of terrifying anyway, right?
Right. I think it's the lack of control. You know, I think the idea that you would encounter something that would paralyze and control you potentially.
The idea that stuff coming through different dimensions is such a big brain idea for me to try to wrap my head around that it just instantly terrifies me. I'm not smart enough to live in a reality where that's happening. Where mantis beings from another dimension are coming through to our dimension and fucking with folks, this would be me.
Let me tell you something.
Let me tell you something, Will. I don't even know. I would be so scared that I don't know that I would make any noise. You know when you watch a horror movie and you're like, why aren't you screaming? It's because I would be so scared. I'd be all rigid and scared. I'd have like my arms and T-Rex arms.
The scream has been scared out of me.
Just frozen in horror while a shit tier Buffy villain fucking comes after me. A mantis? Whew, I don't like that. Let's change the subject. Thanks a lot, Matthew.
Sorry.
No, it's all good. I'm just fucking around. We got a an email from Florian this time. He says, "Esteemed Halls Burkhart and Will Witten, on this occasion, I eschew." Oh, God, Florian.
Eschew?
Thanks, buddy. Eschew. Eschew. God bless you. Mm-hmm. On this occasion.
Fucking stand up night.
On this occasion, I eschew the customary vocal discourse. I can already tell Florian's doing a bit. Man, hold on. Let me drink something real quick. My mouth is so dry.
It's like a sauna.
Sauna. All right. As a non-native English speaker, articulating such a message orally poses occasional exigencies. Oh, jeez. Will, help just a sec. Give me just a second. I got to compose myself. I extend my profound gratitude for your willingness to vocalize it. And then he has like a devil emoji. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, buddy, I'm going to not do bits. I'm going to get through this email, okay? I just need you to be there, emotional support. All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Allow me a moment to rectify a common misconception regarding the celestial entity known as Batu and its venerable Black Spire outpost. It has been erroneously posited that their existence within the cinematic and episodic canon remained elusive. However, this assertion no longer holds true. In conjunction with its portrayal in literature and interactive gaming, Batu, together with its esteemed Black Spire outpost, has now been immortalized within the annals of annals. Annals of television. Regrettably, the narrative has eluded the attention of many. Nonetheless, the remote planet and its associated outpost were prominently featured in the serialized saga known as the Young Jedi Adventures. Specifically with the 22nd and 23rd installments. Okay, so Batu showed up in episode 2, 22, and 23 of Young Jedi Adventures. That's cool. I shan't divulge the intricacies of the plot as I implore you to embark upon this cinematic odyssey at your own volition. I'm saving Young Jedi Adventures when there's like a serious Star Wars drought, you know, where I'm like, damn, I'm gonna watch some new Star Wars. I got that and then that Freemakers Adventures, that Lego show they did for a while. I'll watch that sometime. Maybe. It may serve as a delightful dalliance for Will, who recently embarked upon a sojourn to Disneyland. Engaging in these episodes alongside his progeny could furnish him with a moment of familiar reminiscence, wherein he might proclaim, "Behold, dear offspring, the very terrain we once traversed together." Will you do that sometime? Will you watch one of those episodes where they go to Batu and tell Liam, "Behold, dear offspring, the very terrain we once traveled together"?
Well, you know I will.
He'd be like, "Why is Dad talking like Dungeons and Dragons?" It may serve.
I'd do that anyway.
Oh, wrong. The Young Jedi Adventure series has proven to be an enriching discovery for me, and I thoroughly relished it with my daughter. Could it be surmised that a substantial segment of the aficionados may have bypassed this series? In conclusion, I extend my heartfelt appreciation to you, Halls, for your indulgence in transcribing this epistolary. Missive. I feel like I'm at mass reading that part. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
well,
right. Yeah.
Your efforts assuredly surpass my own humble capabilities. I myself likely would have struggled to pronounce many of these words. With cordial salutations, Florian. Bro, why did I just feel like I took the SAT? Or the ACT. Uh-oh. Will's going all, his internet's going all funky. Shoo, we got him back. It was quick.
Well, that was a quick little dip.
Oh, yeah.
That was a loquacious bit of writing.
Man. Thanks for that, Florian. That's real solid of you, buddy. Whew, I was fighting for my fucking life. I was fighting for my fucking life. What did I do to deserve that? Well, huh?
Man said, brush up on your Shakespeare.
I didn't read shit. I didn't.
What did I do to deserve that?
I didn't do fucking shit.
All right. Let's get through this one, buddy. Let's bring it home. Sam, howdy, Halls and Will. Wouldn't it be fucked up if Sam did the same bit where it was just a real complicated email?
Oh my goodness. If it was a coordinated
attack.
Old English strike. Victorian
language.
They made
a coordinated attack, Will. Howdy, Halls and Will. I hope you guys had a great week trying to cut your hair with a rock.
Yeah, right.
With the return of interest this week, do you think we'll see the return of any other following creatures from an animated series in the remaining episode of the season? Ooh, I like this. Sid, it feels likely. Right?
Yeah.
I would say it feels likely. Vice Admiral Rampart. Who is Vice Admiral Rampart, Will?
Well, we're about to find out, thanks to our good friends over at the Wikipedia.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't keep me down.
Do you know who should be cutting us an advertisement?
I forgot about this guy.
Oh, he's the chump that got clowned.
He got clowned. Honk, honk.
Yeah, he got clowned on by Hemlock. Hemlock made him look like a nerd.
We are not going to see him again. We are not going to see him again. Hondo and Naka.
Yeah. There's always a good chance you could see Hondo, I feel like.
Right. Quinlan Voss.
I think he's sticking around for a hot minute.
Quinlan Voss. That would be sick, right? It also feels like it would be sick to the point where they would show it in the trailer or something. You know what I mean? Like, they showed Asajj Ventress in the trailer. The interesting thing is we know he's around for a while. He's around as far as the Kenobi show. He's going to show up somewhere. And like, I just want, you know how stoked Sal is going to be when that happens. Bail Organa. I don't know. No, I'm going to say no Bail Organa. I'm also going to say no Hera, because Hera's pretty young in her Bad Batch appearance, and it hasn't been that long. So I'm going to say no. Are there any others from Clone Wars, Rebels, or earlier in Bad Batch that you'd like to see again? After this week, I definitely feel like they're setting up a show that somehow involves Ventress. Have a great week, guys, and thanks for being the best positive goblins in the game. See, what we like to do is we like to give you a reason to question that statement after something like after what happened tonight. Well, I got to be 100% honest with you, buddy. I'm starting to really be worried about the structural integrity of my desk down here. Do you hear that bad bitch creaking all the time?
I heard some creaking. Yeah, you may want to tighten some screws or something.
Man, I can't have a creaky ass desk. I fidget too much. You know what I mean? It sounds like I'm that old dad with the creaky office chair. You know what I'm talking about? They never have they got an office chair and you hear them puttering around in their office and it's like the office chair begging for death. You know what I mean? Put me out of my misery. I don't know. Maybe that was just my dad that had a creaky office chair. I remember sitting in the living room watching Star Wars, and my dad would be in his office, which was right by the living room, and you just hear him, man, at it, working, typing, printing stuff off, creaky office chair, making phone calls, you know what I mean? Just just getting after it.
My my dad let me pick the design for my bedroom at his house when he redid it, because growing up, it was like just a kid's bedroom, right? There was functional carpet and, you know, monochromatic ceiling fan blades. But I picked I picked British Indian colonial, I don't know, it's hard to describe now, but it's super ornate and opulent and lots of dark wood and stuff. And so we did that. Like, we fucking did it. And the desk that was in there was baller, because my dad had like a little desk station in there, and it was huge. And it was old wood, and he had an old wooden office chair, like a swivel office, but it was wood. Oh. It was like wood and leather. So it was creaky as shit.
Yeah.
And
I was
like, anytime you went around that guy.
Man, I bought this desk when I moved here. And I was like, this desk gonna last me a second, because I got a very big desk. I got a lot of dumb shit on my desk, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like a bunch of dumb shit. And now it's creaking. Oh, creaky. Oh. Sounds like my bad knee.
Oh, wibble wobbles.
Yeah.
It's not glass, is it?
No. No. It is. Come on, man. Me get a glass desk.
I mean, you know, then the story I didn't think you would, but see all these videos online of people that are like, oh, I just had my glass desk for like a week and then it shattered out of nowhere.
No way. Yeah. If I get a glass desk, the bit becomes, sorry, we can't do fucking Blue Harvest this week because Halls's desk exploded into his lap and he's having shrapnel removed. You know what I mean?
Some pieces fucking in there, real nice and deep, like
one by Metallica's playing in the background. I'm getting we're gonna get to that hour mark, buddy. We're almost there. You just hang out with your old pal Halls. We'll get there, buddy.
We'll get there.
We'll get there. All right, guys, with the fucking atmospheric intro, I'm trying to do a bit. All right, buddy. You know what?
I'll ask you this. Is there a light whip in Acolyte?
Well, boy, I wish I had more information for you on that, my dude. So from what I understand, and I'm kind of at least initially familiar with the character that's in question, I'm not going to try to say her name right now. What I'm going to do is I'm going to listen to the Rogue Rebels podcast and hear Sal pronounce it and then try to mimic that. Okay.
Right.
We'll circle back around to this. Vernestra. Why would I? I just said I wasn't
going
to try.
You just said you weren't going to do it.
But from what I understand, she has a purple lightsaber that can also turn into a light whip. And so she's a character from the books, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's in the Acolyte show.
Okay.
Boy, why would you do this for the last one? Character, book, and show. Just keeping it simple. Okay.
Because there was an evil Sith lady, like Luminaya or something like that.
Back in the Marvel comics.
The
70s Legends Marvel comics. Days. Yeah, old Star Wars comics. We ain't even talking about Dark Horse. The fuck out of here, Dark Horse. I'm talking about that original. Don't get the fuck out of there, Dark Horse. That's a little mean. You know what, buddy? Here we go. This is her name. Vernestra Rowe.
That's not that hard.
That's not that bad. I really should have had a little more confidence. I read that whole Florian.
I guess what got you?
Yeah, it got me all primed to pronounce shit correctly for once, huh? Look at me. You can't stop me. Okay, so this is her in this show, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's her in the show. That's her on one of the books.
Okay.
So, yeah, she's got a light whip. I do wonder if they're going to do that in the show. They might. They definitely might. You know, they're like, oh, boy, they're going to be taking jump ropes and cutting one end off of them and selling those at Disneyland any minute now, if that's the case. Be like, look, kids, oh, and man, you know there's going to be kids giving them fucking giving themselves whip burns and shit, accidentally swinging around a lightsaber whip. It's going to sell eight lightsaber whips. And they'll be like, not since that fucking hotel have we taken such a hit. Damn, we went real hard.
Talk a bunch of shit about cutting my own limbs off with a fucking regular lightsaber.
Oh, my goodness.
Give me the flippy floppy lightsaber.
Nah, man.
See you, bye to my own noggin.
The flaccid lightsaber? The minute somebody says there's a lightsaber, my light or a light whip somewhere near me, my life flashes before my eyes, right? Because if I'm not the one fucking around with it and accidentally into my own life, it's going to be whoever else has one, you know?
Right.
I don't like none of that.
I am curious to what it sounds like. What is the lightsaber sound plus a whip crack?
So hold on. I bet you we can find that. See, look how fast I found this, Will. That's what it's going to say.
A little crackle.
Yeah, a little. All right, Will, you do the crackle. You do the sizzle. Hold on. I got to get it to stop playing immediately. Okay. Jesus Christ.
You guys do not want to know the video Hans is just playing right now with all that whipping going on.
It sounds like we're fucking Quentin Tarantino's Friday evening in here. God. It's just a video that says whip crack sound effect, Will. Don't make it sound like I was watching something salacious.
Hey, man, I'm here to paint the mental picture.
I'm going to do the room. You do the sizzle sound. You ready?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Room. 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 That's what it's going to sound like. Take it to the bank. In fact, if you guys are still, audio mixing and fucking around with the sound on the Acolyte, you guys can just have that, all right? Somebody let Lucas fill
it. Don't do that. Don't do that.
All right, buddy. Thanks for recording with me this week.
Hey, man, it's been fun.
We're going to wrap this up. You guys should leave us a review on iTunes. You know what we haven't done for a while is read a review.
Ooh.
We got a pretty good one.
Also,
I don't understand it, but it feels like it's a good one. You know what I mean?
It's not backhanded, is it?
I don't think so. No, it seems pretty heavily handed. Really great to hear a podcast hosted by two genuine friends that don't absolutely hate, it's all caps, each other. A couple of good motivators over here, if you ask me.
Oh.
So, like, I don't even get the reference, you know? There's clearly some sort of reference there, but I don't get it.
There's some sort of inside joke that
it seems positive, right?
I'm missing out on, yeah. Some sort of inside joke.
We'll figure it out. Yeah. Believe you me, we're going to look into two things before we record.
I'll find some motivation.
Yeah, what we'll do before we record next week, we got to watch that scene from Attack of the Clone, not the Ziggy Zaggy cut or whatever.
No.
The actual one. We got to find out if somebody says McClunky in there. I don't want nobody message or tweet or email about it. You know what I mean?
That's the kiss of death.
Do not answer that question.
Avalanche of where McClunky is. No,
listen, just hear me out, bro. Just hear me out, all right? If you guys want to tell us about other McClunkies that aren't in A New Hope or Attack of the Clones, feel free. Don't spoil it for us, though. I want to make sure we actually do the homework. We're serious fucking Star Wars podcasters.
We'll do the Star Wars homework.
It's only maybe a 20-minute scene. I don't know how long it is. It feels like an hour.
You know, I'll go there and end up watching the whole fucking thing.
Yep, I'll be like, man, you know what?
I turned this on for this one scene, but
you know what?
This one kind of slaps, and you know, this other one's coming up. And
so if I watch now, I just have to watch a little bit more, and then Obi-Wan fights Jango Fett in the fucking rain, and then they have the chase scene with that's a good chase. That's the Bruh, fuck the going through Coruscant or that weird chase scene at the end with Dooku. The Slave One and Obi-Wan's Jedi Starfighter chase scene. Oof. Mamma mia.
Mm. Those implosion bombs.
The sonic bomb, whatever they're called.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
That guy with his eyes closed from the fucking Emperor's New Groove.
Oh, man. Good, real good. And you know what? It's one of those things that I don't know that I'm going to ever be tired of them referencing again, because they've done it a couple of times. They let you do it in Battlefront. It was in Mandalorian.
Mandalorian. There you go.
Yeah, it was sick. It's in the Boba Fett episode of Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm. They're seismic charges or some seismic shit like that.
That's it, Will. I knew we would get it. All right. So anyways, next week, we'll answer that, and we'll also try to figure out what that review is a reference to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do. Check out Stoned Cobra. They did our theme song. They ruled. They're real good. StoneCobra.bandcamp.com, iTunes, and Spotify. And we'll see you guys next week. I don't know, man. We'll see you guys next week. Hey, they go out kind of cool. Hey, I see you guys. Yeah, we'll see you guys next week. I'm Halls Burkhart.
And I'm Will Witten.
May the Force be with you.
The Force be with all of you.
Oh, bro, it started fucked up and it ended fucked up because you're May the Force.
May the Force be with us.